A lot of people think that ads are magic, and they can be magic when you send them and do the right things with them. So when you send them to the right place and you do the right things with them. But here's the thing. So many people get this wrong. They almost think that if like you boost a post on Instagram, you're just going to make some money back off that. Or if you learn Ads Manager and you put some money in there and you send like a traffic ad to your website, that all of a sudden it's just going to make you money back. And while I wish that was the case, it absolutely isn't. What we need to be doing is sending the right traffic to the right place in our business that we know is going to get results. As a female online business owner with dreams of more income, more impact, and more freedom, you know there's more potential in your business waiting to be unlocked. But figuring out how to shape and transform your biz and get seen, loved, selling, and scaling can feel like, well, a mystery. So how do you cut through the noise, create offers that deeply resonate, sell and scale without you always being on, all while creating a life you love? That is exactly what this show is about. Welcome to Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale. I'm Corinda, your small biz marketing sidekick, digital offer strategist, and online biz bestie. With tens of thousands of digital offers sold, tens of thousands of people helped, and millions of dollars in revenue generated in my own business as a small business owner. And through this podcast, I am here to share it all. You'll gain clear, actionable insights, strategies, and shortcuts to master your online marketing, build scalable online offers, and create a business model that works for you as much as it works for your people, so you can grow your income, amplify your impact, and free up more of your time. Let's get started. Hello, and a massive welcome to you. Welcome to this episode of the Seen, Loved, Selling, Scale show, where today we are diving in headfirst to a question that I always get. And a bit of a conundrum that I see beautiful humans face in business. And that question is, am I ready to be running paid ads? And here's the conundrum that I also see. It is the fact that often people either run ads way too early in their business. And yes, there is such a thing. I am the biggest fan of paid marketing as one part of an incredible small business marketing strategy, but not when we use it too early. And it seriously terrifies us or burns us with ads forever. And then I see people who have waited way, 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 way too late in their journey. And look, you can jump into ads at any time in your small biz journey after a certain point. And we're going to talk about that. But what I actually see is people who should have moved to ads months before to seriously like magnify, intensify, amplify their success. And they haven't moved there. So today we are going to be diving into when the heck should you run ads in your beautiful business? But I want to start talking about ads first and foremost, because I think that there are some misconceptions around ads, and there's certainly some mindset things around ads. So I really want to start by saying that when we are running ads, you really need to remember or think of ads as this. You ready for it? Ads are only sophisticated traffic. When people come to me, and I do a lot of work with ads, right? A lot of work. I myself have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on ads and pulled millions of dollars out in return, right? So I really know how to run profitable ads. I teach people the foundations of ads in the Content Mastery Club. In fact, I got an email, you know, this morning from someone saying that the ads course in the Content Mastery Club is like, you know, they would pay so much more than they had paid for it, and they've gotten so many more results from it. And that makes my heart sing, because as part of the Content Mastery Club, I teach ads in that. So we have the base, build, boost section where I teach you how to build the base of your business, build on that base, and then boost it with the foundations of paid marketing. And then in the school, I teach you my exact strategies for particular systems in your business. So I dive straight into what I call my people and profit pathways. So in the club, you get to learn ads and use them however you want to use them. In the school, I give you my exact ad strategies, the copy, the creative, where to run them, how to run them, all of those types of things. But at the end of the day, no matter what you're doing, What you need to remember is that ads are only sophisticated traffic. Now, what I mean by that is exactly as it sounds. All ads do is send people to a place in your business that you have chosen. It is still up to your business, your strategy, your offer, your freebie, your conversion place. And we're actually going to talk about some of those things in this episode. It is up to those places in your business to convert that traffic. And so here's the reason I say that. As I started off by saying, a lot of people think that ads are magic, and they can be magic when you send them and do the right things with them. So when you send them to the right place and you do the right things with them. But here's the thing. So many people get this wrong. They almost think that if like you boost a post on Instagram, you're just going to make some money back off that. Or if you learn Ads Manager and you put some money in there and you send like a traffic ad to your website, that all of a sudden it's just going to make you money back. And while I wish that was the case, it absolutely isn't. What we need to be doing is sending the right traffic to the right place in our business that we know is going to get results. And this is that mindset shift that I want everybody to make around ads, because so often I hear people come to me and say like, oh, I don't want to run ads, like my friend so-and-so lost $1,000 on ads. And they say it in a way that like it's the ads' fault. And here's the thing, I say this with so much love because it breaks my heart that people are losing, in inverted commas, and I'll come back to why I say in inverted commas, on ads. And it absolutely breaks my heart that this is happening. But here's the thing, so often so-and-so who ran $1,000 on ads either ran the wrong ads, like the wrong creative or copy, the wrong ad type, because there are certain types of ads that we run for certain types of different things, or the biggest one, they sent the ads to the wrong place that really wasn't set up to convert. And this is the mindset shift that a lot of people need to make when it comes to ads, thinking like they didn't work for so-and-so, or thinking that they are this like magic switch to their business. They are not. They can help you create, magnify, intensify the most amazing outcomes and put this all on autopilot. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to know the right ads to run in the right way to the right place. And, you know, it makes me really proud that this is something I get to help people with. But I really, really, really want you to hear that about ads. So when you hear these nightmare stories, they absolutely existed for people. But so often, if I'm actually to jump into their account or break it down, I can identify straight away what has gone on. So when people come to me and they say, am I ready to run ads? My question to them is, are you getting results somewhere? Because what we can do is point more traffic there. And I'm going to talk about just really overall in a second about like where we can point some traffic to, so you really know what is available in ads. But this is the question that you need to ask yourself. And then as soon as you have a place that is getting results, I really want you to start to consider running ads to it. Really, 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 really want you to consider that. Because so often people run this so late in the game. And they've been using organic content and organic mechanisms, which is amazing. And when I teach and preach content, I teach two parts, organic and paid, and then working together beautifully. But you've almost been running at like 50% speed doing organic when you can amplify with paid marketing. And look, I also want to say this loud and clear. There's a lot of demonization of paid marketing. There have been a lot of coach messages in the past that have come out that said like, you know, you see it all the time, like I did this and I did it without paid ads. And it's like a badge of honor. And here's the thing. Hell yeah, you should be proud of getting results with your organic content. Like that is incredible. I am so proud when I get results with my organic content. I'm so proud and I celebrate the humans in the Content Mastery Club getting results with organic marketing. But there's almost this thing where getting results with only paid marketing is positioned like it's better than getting results with paid marketing. And for me and many of my peers, there just doesn't need to be this segregation, divide, demonization of paid, because like you can be proud that you have gotten results with organic marketing. And then also be proud that you can now put your CEO hat on and also automate, optimize, make your life even easier, make smarter choices by also running paid marketing as well. Because yes, paid marketing is going to cost you something, but so does organic. Organic costs you time. It costs you energy. It costs you effort. It costs you heartache. It costs you testing. It costs you refining, right? There is a cost to organic marketing as well. It is just that paid marketing is a different cost. It no longer takes us or costs us as much time, as much manual energy, as much like hit and miss with the algorithm. We're instead monetizing that or paying that cost with money, right? Money that when we run ads right, we get it back. So in my world, I teach people to use organic and paid together in harmony. And we don't need this like demonization, because it makes me absolutely so proud that I can post 3, 4, 5 posts a week across my accounts, and each of them generate me money, each of them generate me impact, each of them help me fulfill my mission. I also love that I could switch some paid ads on, go on a holiday, go to the beach, go do Pilates, go have a nap, go play with my dog, not post that day if I don't want to as well, because that's my day off my sustainable posting schedule, and have these ads running in the background, also making me income, impact, helping me fulfill my mission. And on the days I post, I pay with time. On the days that I'm running ads, I pay with money. And I'm still generating revenue and profit from both of those things I'm doing, organic and paid. So this is that little bit of that mindset shift. And so what I want to encourage you is that once you are starting to get results with that organic content, when you have some kind of sales system set up in your business where you can get seen somewhere, you can get loved somewhere, and then you can get selling, you get to start automating that seen part. And so this is what ads do. They help us get seen more and drive traffic to that place or to that mechanism that we are getting loved and selling. So ads don't necessarily help you get loved, and they don't necessarily actually do the selling part for you. And this is where a lot of people go wrong. The rest of your business still does that, but they help you automate this seen part, and they help you scale to numbers of you getting seen that you may not necessarily have been able to achieve with organic traffic. We all know what the algorithm can be like. So while organic is so powerful as one mechanism for getting seen, loved, and selling, and we should be using it, it doesn't need to be the only one. Paid ads step in, help us get seen. Then we send them to places where we're getting loved and we're getting selling. So let's start to talk about what this can look like in our business and when we should start to run ads. So one of the first things I ask people is like, how are you getting seen? How are you getting loved? How are you getting selling? So for example, in the, you know, strategy that I use, where I use low ticket offers as one of like a big spot of revenue generation and profit generation for my business, if someone was to ask me the question, how are you getting seen, loved, and selling? I would say, well, I am getting seen through at the moment before I switched on ads for these products. I am getting seen by driving traffic from my social media or my email list, right? That is how I'm getting seen. That is my visibility. Then if someone said to me, how are you getting loved and how are you getting selling? I'd say, well, I'm getting loved and selling in the same way. I'm using a strategy that actually can instantly be loved and get selling, which is low ticket. The psychological strategy behind this offer is that it is built in such a way, because we don't just create any like thing and price it cheap, right, and expect it to sell. That's not the way low ticket offers work when they work. It is because we have created a special type of offer, which really is what I call that glass of water offer. Like someone says, I am so thirsty today, I just want a glass of water. I have a headache. My life would be better if my thirst was quenched and all that type of stuff. And you pop into their world and say, hey, here's a crisp, cool glass of water in a bottle that I have, you know, sourced specially and made with my own brand. And it's this type of water from this spring. But at the end of the day, you're saying like, hey, I've got this glass of water for you. And they're like, give it to me now. It's not a big, crazy buying decision that they need. They literally are like problem and solution aware of this. And you've popped up and said, I can give this to you in my own way to quench your thirst, right? So this is the type of offer that we're looking for. And so when people say to me, how are you getting loved and how are you getting selling? Like if I was having this interview with myself a few years ago to say, Corinda, are you ready to move to ads? I would say, well, I'm getting loved and selling with a sales page and a low ticket offer, and it's working well. When I drive traffic there, my conversion rate for that page is at the level that I want it to be. Like I know this is working. And then I would say, okay, well, let's run some ads there. let's test some ads. Let's get more traffic to this page. So this is like the number one ad strategy that I use personally in my business. In fact, it's often one of the only ad strategies I use in my business. I do dabble in other ones, but what this does is I call it Better Business Fuel in the Scalable Business School for a reason. It fuels my entire business to the point where I don't necessarily need ads anywhere else. I can use them if I want, and I will use them in the future when I want. But at the moment, I don't need to, because what happens is I run these ads to get my low ticket offers seen. These ads not just pay for themselves, which is why this is like the number one strategy I would recommend, but they make profit as well when you do them right. So I can put $3,000 in, I can make $6,000, $10,000 back. These ads have paid for themselves and created me profit. They are then going through and bringing ideal clients and customers into my world. So not just ideal audience members, but ideal clients and customers are actually converting. They can see what I'm about. I can help them with a problem or solution. I then use that low ticket offer to expose them to other ways that I can help them through what I call these people and profit pathways that I teach in the Scalable Business School. So I take people from a low ticket offer to my email list, where I will then use maybe a live launch to move them into the Content Mastery Club, but I haven't paid for them to get onto my email list, right? They are there from the low ticket offer if they've opted into marketing. I also mention the Content Mastery Club in the low ticket offer they have bought. So even if they don't get on my email list, I am able to expose them to this solution that way. And again, this is all in the Scalable Business School. This is exactly what it is about, helping you identify this low ticket offer, get something that's going to get loved, set it up in a way that's going to sell with like my signature positioning and sales page. We will run traffic to it organically if you've got it to test this, and then we will run ads to it in my special way. I will teach you how to make that next offer as well, and then move people from the low ticket offer to that next offer. So you have this entire scalable business system set up. But this is why, because this is a podcast about ads, that I recommend this ad strategy for you to break down where you're getting seen, loved, and selling and increase the seen there. So number one ad strategy that I would recommend is a low ticket offer. And I saw like Molly Pittman talk about this when I was at Social Media Marketing World. She's an incredible ad strategist as well. And when she was saying like, look, there's no point in talking about ads with you unless I talk about the offer types that are working right now as well, because she gets it right. It's not just the ads that are part of the magic. It's where you're sending the people through these ads. And she herself said, every single business, if you go back and listen to the episode I did on Social Media Marketing World as well, she said every single business can benefit from having a low dollar offer. She calls it a low dollar offer. She said every single benefit, including local, can benefit from a low dollar offer. She gave a great example for a physical business who was selling like, you know, 10 things for $10 as well to people, like being able to have this real like selection of taster items that then obviously people got upsold into their bigger thing, right? You'll see it all the time, like come in for $2 drinks at happy hour and then people are in there and they order a full meal when they're in there. We see this all the time around us, and I use this for my knowledge and service-based business to bring people in that way. So I really, 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 really want you to consider if you can include a low ticket ad strategy in your world. Get a low ticket offer that people are going to love and buy instantly. Run some cold traffic to it via ads once it's proven. The next ad strategy that I would recommend if you needed an ad strategy is if you said to yourself, my email list generates so much revenue for me. And a lot of people's do, again, in the Content Mastery Club. This is why I teach email marketing in the Scalable Business School. It is why our people and profit pathways really do harness the power of our email list with my exact email sequences and strategies to move people from offer to offer. Email lists are gold. There's no secret. This is what I teach and preach all across the business. But if you have a gold email list where you know, when I email to this list, when I launch to this list makes me money, it makes me income, it fulfills my impact, it fulfills my mission, then you could consider an ad strategy that builds your email list, right? Through a freebie. So getting people onto that email list so that when you email, when you launch, you have people on there. Or you could even have a freebie that has an email sequence that you then know sells something as well. So someone comes in, they get that freebie. That could be like a private podcast, a free ebook, a webinar, something that helps them. What am I going to say? Love you and position you, your offer, your product, your solution. The freebie does that. It brings them onto the list. And then you have an email sequence, which can then sell that if you want. Or you might sell later down the track in individual weekly emails, or you might sell through a live launch, right? So these are some of the things that you can consider. And to be completely honest with you, these are the two main ad strategies that I would recommend for people, is really looking at where are you getting loved and selling in terms of direct sales. Can you run ads there, aka like a low ticket offer? Or can you get people off social media into something that helps them love you more? And then is there like an email marketing funnel or something where you are actually proven to turn them into customers, or, you know, weekly email marketing? And can you focus on getting more people there? Those are really the best two ad strategies I see for small business owners. So if you are sitting there thinking to yourself, I eventually want to move to ads and automate my business, really where you want to start focusing is finding this place where you are getting loved and selling quite consistently, quite successfully, so you can run traffic there. And again, completely biased, I recommend that be a low ticket offer, but it can be this like lead generation idea as well when this is proven. Now, of course, there are other places that we can run ads, and there are other ad types as well that we can run. When you actually learn to run ads, I teach you about what is called objectives. And there are things like you can run awareness, you can run engagement ads, you can run traffic ads, you can run app install ads, you can run lead ads, you can run sales ads. Meta literally says to you, what is your end goal? And when you select, or you tell them this objective, when we set up ads of saying like, hey, dude, I just want some awareness, you're not going to necessarily get sales out of that, because Meta is incredibly intelligent, absolutely big brother. They know where you are in your buyer journey, how invested and interested in something you are, how much of an engaged buyer you might be. And they know to maybe, okay, she knows nothing about this type of topic or brand, but she could be this person's ideal customer. If this person wants to run some awareness ads or some engagement ads, I might get them in front of her for a cheaper price. Or they might say, oh, we literally have a list of people ready today to buy a content solution. We really, really think that they are an engaged buyer. Someone who is running content solution ads as a sales objective rather than like an awareness ad is going to get in front of this person who's way, way, way hotter and ready to buy. We're going to charge a little bit more for that. And then there's this other pool of people that are much cheaper to get in front of because they're actually not as hot. They could be this person's ideal customer, but they're not necessarily ready to buy anything yet from what we can see. So Meta has this list, like imagine it of a spectrum of like people who are kind of your IC, but like probably like not that hot in terms of engaged buyers or engaged people who are ready to sign up for a lead. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they have this list of people who for this topic, for this niche, for this keyword, would likely buy something or likely be a really quality lead. And you have to pay a little bit more to get in front of that top end of the spectrum. And so what Meta does is it asks you, what's your goal? Do you want awareness, engagement, traffic, app installs, leads, or sales? And when you say leads or sales, it's going to cost a little bit more, but you're going to get in front of more quality traffic. When you say you actually want traffic or engagement or awareness, it's actually like a little bit of a less hot, aka less quality for like a business who wants, at the end of the day, impact and income, right? Little bit less ideal. So when I teach people to run ads, I do normally recommend, as a small business without a large ad budget, without days and days and days every week that you can put into building out creative and running campaigns and all of those types of things, that you really do prioritize looking for where you're getting loved and selling in terms of leads and direct sales and running ads there. But you can run ads other ways. So you can run a traffic ad to your Instagram. If you know that your Instagram is absolutely fire, if you know that your organic content does the most amazing things, your bio is magnetic, your pin posts are set up to absolutely pop off, you create content that gets in front of like a large portion of your followers, if your stories pop off, if that's where you get loved and selling, you can run traffic to your Instagram account to build your Instagram followers. Now, again, I don't necessarily recommend this as a strategy when we can build our email lists or build our bank accounts and businesses through leads and sales. But if you are one of those people where you are like, no, building an Instagram is building my business because this is the number one place I get seen, loved, and selling. I'm not fighting the algorithm. It feels really good to me. I'm getting seen by my followers at a high amount. Then you could run an ad like that. If you have more time in your life and you want to run awareness ads and really actually start to help make people problem and solution aware of this topic and then maybe get more advanced and do something called retargeting and like retarget people who watch this video that makes them aware of something. And then you want to retarget those people to then turn them into a lead or a sale. You can do that as well. But you can see here that all we're doing is just generating traffic to move into our businesses, right? So the question really comes down to, do you have a place in your business you are getting loved and selling? And if the answer is yes, congratulations. You are absolutely a candidate to explore paid Meta ads. And your job from here is to know how to run the right type of ads. So part of that is that objective, right? Just understanding that objective. So that was a little bit of a crash course. And then making sure you are running the right type of copy and creative. We want to stop the scroll and we want to make sure we're stopping the scroll of the right people through targeting. And then we want that like caption or message on the ad when we'd stopped the scroll of the right people to generate click-throughs at a high rate. Think of it like when you send an email out, right? You want to have the right people on your email list. You want to have built that email list right. Well, that's kind of the same as meta targeting. We want to target the right people. And then you want to have a subject line, which has people opening it up, same as your ad. We want a type of creative that stops people in their scroll, the same as a subject line that gets opened. And then when they read that email, aka see that ad, read that ad, interact with that ad, we want them clicking to the next place to go. And the next place to go is what is supposed to get you loved and selling. So we want to make sure we are creating the right type of ads to generate this traffic. And that is what you get to master when you learn paid advertising. This is the part that we're sending the right traffic in the right way to the right place. And this is life-changing and business-changing when you go through and you master this. And I said before, and I said inverted commas, coming back to that part about how I said that people lose money on ads. Well, the situation I gave you where, for example, the person lost $1,000, that is a big situation. And in my world, we wouldn't even get that far because when I teach people to run ads in the school, we have safeguards in place. Like we check these ads. We only spend $30 per day for 3 days. We check these ads at the 3-day mark. We know exactly what we're looking for to know if these ads should keep going or if they should be turned off. And if they're not doing what they're supposed to, we turn them off at that 3-day mark. And here's the part where I say about losing money in inverted commas, because I and my students do not see that money as a loss. We see that as learnings because we know through the school how to unpack this data to be like, oh, this one didn't stop the scroll enough. Let's try a different type of ad. Or, oh, this one cost us too much money to get in front of this audience. Let's target this other audience. Or this actually created a lot of good click-throughs, but no one bought. Let's actually look at the sales page and tweak that a little bit because maybe it made a lot of sense to warm traffic, but a cold audience needs a little bit more. And guess what? We can see all of this stuff from the data. So when, for example, people in my world run $90 worth of ads, and let's say for some reason, they did not work the way we wanted them to, which is rare, but does happen. We turn them off. We're not spending $1,000 before we turn them off. We're spending the $90. We're looking at this data and saying, we now learned exactly what to change to drive us towards success next time. Now, I absolutely, in inverted commas, lost money on my first ad campaign I ever made for Complete Content 24/7. that product has gone on to make $1 million. That was what the episode last week was about. I think I lost, I'd have to check the exact number, about 50 like US dollars on this first ad campaign. And I absolutely could have gone like, nope, that's it. It's over. Like I've lost money. But instead, I know that there are no such things as losses in business. There are outcomes or insights. And so I was like, what are the insights here? I learned how to read this data, understood what it meant, made those changes, and then the next campaign was in profit. Then I can scale those campaigns from there, learn more about what like ads get the best buyers into my world, make more ads like that. This is what you get to do once you actually learn ads, is to understand that we have data that is actually going to drive our success even further. So, your mission, if you choose to accept it, always remember that ads are just sophisticated traffic. If you do not have a point of success in your business yet, you likely should not be running ads. You want to focus on that point of success, making something that gets you loved and selling, a marketing mechanism, an offer strategy in your business that is working for you, and then look at running ads to that. If you do have a point of success in your business, it could absolutely be time to explore ads. So no matter where you are in your journey, I want you to start to think of your business as a place where eventually you may want to run ads, because as I said, organic and ads run beautifully together. Start to think about what type of marketing strategy, offer strategy you would like. If you want to come into the Content Mastery Club next time that's open, I will teach you how to build email lists, how to serve and sell to the email list, how to create lead magnets that can lead to sales. That is absolutely what we do in the Content Mastery Club. And you get to put that in place and then learn the foundations of ads in the Content Mastery Club. If you want to create that offer, that low ticket offer, and then learn my exact unique ad strategy for that exact type of offer, come into the Scalable Business School. It is all in there. I teach those exact ad strategies, that exact offer creation strategy, and then also even further, how to move those people from your low ticket offer into the next passive or semi-passive offer to build an entire business as well. But whatever you do, I want you to start to consider, how are you setting your business up to be automated for when it is ready? Or if you are ready to automate, it is time for you to make the moves to start exploring that and make sure you learn how to create the right ads that reach the right people that get sent to the right place. That's all from me. Here is to your seen, loved, selling, and scaling automated success in the future. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Seen, Love, Selling, Scale podcast. I hope today's episode left you feeling inspired, fired up, and empowered to make serious moves that align with your goals and version of success, both in life and business. If you loved what you heard, head over to www.thisisco.com.au to find all the links and resources mentioned in today's episode. And if you aren't already following the show, make sure you hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode when it drops. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same goal to get you seen, loved, selling, and scaling. See you then.